Well, good morning. It is January 24th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to begin with Genesis 25, Matthew 24. We're going to start the book of Esther today. We finished Nehemiah, we get to start Esther, so that's a pretty cool thing. And then we get into Acts 24, so let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 25. Now Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah, and she bore to him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua, Jokshan. And Jokshan became the father of Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, and Leobim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Abida, and Eldah. All these were the sons of Keturah. Now Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac, but the sons of his concubines Abraham gave gifts while he was still living, and sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the land of the east. And these are all the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years, and Abraham breathed his last, and died in a ripe old age, an old man, and satisfied with life, and he was gathered to his people. And then his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, facing Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. And there Abraham was buried with Sarah his wife. And it came about after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac lived by Beer Lahai Roy. Now these are the records of the generation of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maid, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, in the order of their birth. And Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadad, and Tima, Jetur, Napish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their camps, 12 princes according to their tribes. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. And they settled from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt, as one goes towards Assyria. And he settled in defiance of all of his relatives. Now these are the records of the generation of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean, and Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Arameon, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord answered him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is so, why then am I this way?" And so she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Now the first came forth red, and all over, like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. And afterwards his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, and so his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. And when the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a peaceful man living in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because he had a taste for game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And when Jacob had cooked stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished." And therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am about to die. So of what use, then, is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First swear to me." And so he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew. And he ate and drank and rose and went on his way. And thus Esau despised his birthright. That was Genesis chapter 25. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. And he said to them, do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not the end yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs. Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then those who are in Judah must flee to the mountains, and whoever is on the housetop must not go down to get the things out that are in his house, and whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. But pray that your flight will not be in the winter, or on a Sabbath. For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. Unless those days had been cut off, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. And then if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you in advance. And so if they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. Or behold, he is in the inner room, do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. And so you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. And therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on alert and would have not allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. And who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. And truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces, and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That was Matthew chapter 24. Let's move on over to begin the book of Esther. Esther chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Now it took place in the days of Ahasuerus, the Ahasuerus who reigned from India to Ethiopia over 127 provinces. In those days, as King Ahasuerus sat on his royal throne, which was at the citadel of Susa, in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all of his princes and attendants, the army officers of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of his provinces being in his presence. And he displayed the riches of his royal glory and the splendor of his great majesty for many days, 180 days. And when these days were completed, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days for all the people who were present at the citadel of Susa, from the greatest to the least, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. And there were hangings of fine white and violet linen held by cords of fine purple linen on silver rings and marble columns and couches of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and precious stones. Drinks were served in golden vessels of various kinds, and the royal wine was plentiful according to the king's bounty. And the drinking was done according to the law, and there was no compulsion, for so the king had given orders to each official of his household that he should do according to the desires of each person. And Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the palace which belonged to King Ahasuerus. And on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biththa, Harbona, Bigtha, Agbitha, Zethar, and Karkas, the seven eunuchs who served in the presence of King Ahasuerus, to bring Queen Vashti before the king with her royal crown in order to display her beauty to the people and the princes, for she was beautiful. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command, delivered by the eunuchs. And then the king became very angry, and his wrath burned within him. And then the king said to the wise men who understood the times, for it was the custom of the king to so speak before all who knew law and justice and were close to him, Karsina, Sethna, Anamatha, Tarshish, Mera, Meres, Marsena, and Mephuman, the seven princes of Persia and Media who had access to the king's presence and sat in the first place in the kingdom. According to the law, what is to be done with Queen Vashti because she did not obey the command of King Ahasuerus delivered by the eunuchs? In the presence of the king and the princes, Mehuman said, Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also the princes and all the peoples who are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, causing them to look with contempt on their husbands, by saying, King Ahasuerus commanded Queen Vashti to be brought into his presence, but she did not come. This day, the ladies of Persia and Media, who have heard of the queen's conduct, will speak in the same way to all of the king's princes, and there will be plenty of contempt and anger. If it pleases the king, let a royal edict be issued by him, and let it be written in the laws of Persia and Media that it cannot be revealed that Vashti may no longer come into the presence of King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal position to another who is more worthy than she. And then the king's edict, which he will make, is heard throughout all of the kingdom, great as it is. Then all women will give honor to their husbands, great and small. And this word pleased the king and the princes, and the king did as Mehuman proposed. And so he sent letters to all the king's provinces, to each province according to its script, and to every people according to their language, that every man should be the master of his own house, and the one who speaks in the language of his own people. That was Esther chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading, Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24 this morning. Acts 24. After 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders with an attorney named Tertullus, and they brought charges to the governor against Paul. And after Paul had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying to the governor, since we have through you attained much peace, and since by the provision providence reforms are being carried out for the nation, we acknowledge this in every way and everywhere, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But that I may not weary you any further, I beg you to grant us, by your kindness, a brief hearing. For we have found this man a real pest, and a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. And he even tried to desecrate the temple. And then we arrested him. We wanted to judge him according to our own law, but Lysias, the commander, came along and with much violence took him out of our hands, ordering his accusers to come before you. By examining him yourself concerning all of these matters, you will be able to ascertain the things of which we accuse him. And the Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so. And when the governor had nodded for him to speak, Paul responded, Knowing that for many years you have been a judge to the nation, I cheerfully make my defense, since you can take note of the fact that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. Neither in the temple, nor in the synagogues, nor in the city itself did they find me carrying on a discussion with anyone or causing a riot. Nor can they prove to you the charges of which they now accuse me. But this I admit to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I do serve the God of our fathers, believing everything that is in accordance with the law, and that is written in the prophets, having a hope in God, which these men cherish themselves, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience, both before God and before men. Now, after several years, I came to bring alms to my nation and to present offerings, in which they found me occupied in the temple, having been purified without any crowd or uproar. But there were some Jews from Asia who ought to have been present before you and to make the accusation if they should have anything against me. Or else, let these men themselves tell what misdeed they found when I stood before the council, other than for this one statement which I shouted out while standing among them, for the resurrection of the dead I am on trial before you today. But Felix, having a more exact knowledge about the way, put them off, saying, when Lysias the commander comes down, I will decide your case. And then he gave orders to the centurion for him to be kept in custody, and yet have some freedom, and not prevent any of his friends from ministering to him. But some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, go away from the present, and when I find time, I will summon you. And at the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given him by Paul, and therefore he also used to send for him quite often and converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wishing to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul imprisoned. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 24th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, stick with it. We are almost through a whole month of Bible reading. That's an awesome thing. Just a few more days. Actually, 1 week from today. 1 week from today, and you will have read the Bible every day for an entire month. And that's a really, really cool thing. And so stick with it. If you are behind a little bit, make sure you go back and watch those. Encourage you to watch them and catch up to where we are. If you are behind, make sure to do that. And just so that we can all kind of be on the same schedule. But even if you're a couple days behind, leave a comment, leave a reaction, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we start our day. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much for your grace. Lord, I thank you so much that in Christ Jesus that we can have boldness and we can have patience and we can have endurance. Lord, I thank you so much for Paul, and I thank you for his example as he, Lord, not only dealt with many people who were opposed to the message of the gospel, but also with much patience spent time with men who were curious about the gospel, men like Felix and his wife and others who had power to be able to throw him in prison forever or have him killed, but yet God, he in his boldness and in the grace that you gave him was able to share that gospel of Jesus with him. And so, Lord, I pray, God, today that you grant us that same kind of boldness today. May we be able to share Jesus with someone today, Lord, as you give opportunity. And so, Lord, just help us today, Lord, I pray. But, Lord, thank you for another day that you've given to us. Help us to honor you, Lord, in everything that we do today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.